Afternoon state tournament time here on KASM Radio as the Rosa Saints playing the first ball game today here on KASM Radio. They will take on the Montgomery Mallards in a great matchup this afternoon of amateur baseball powers, as I would think of it as. Our game today being brought to you by the fine folks over at El Rosa Lumber Company, Dairy Lynn Supply, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Central Minnesota Realty, the Greenwell Pub, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Minnick, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Lake Henry Implement bringing us baseball today along with Kensington Bank, Columbia Gear over in Avon, Kensington Insurance, Rambo, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Albany Chrysler Center, Erkins Water, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Pep's Pork of Rolled Spring Hill, and Stony Creek Dairy. They bring us the El Rosa Montgomery game today here on KASM Radio. There's lots of baseball going on. Avon just won an exciting game over in Dundas as the Lakers move on in the tournament with that victory. 4-3 today. 4-3 Avon with that that victory today. And Avon will be taking on St. Martin next Saturday. Avon beat Fairmont this afternoon. Fairmont had jumped out to a 3-0 lead, and Avon comes back for four straight. So, yeah, Avon and St. Martin will have that game next Saturday, 7 o'clock here on KASM Radio. Some other ball games. Loretto beat Waterville last night, 10-7. Yes. Okay. So they're doing a little announcing here. Kind of exciting times in Faribault this afternoon. Faribault, Dundas, and Meesville host to this year's state tournament on KASM Radio. And last night, too, there was a ball game played over in Dundas. 7-3, Brompton beat Gaylord last night. The Class B game, that was Meesville taking on Prior Lake. That was rained out. It's going to be made up Sunday night, the conclusion of that ball game. They did get it started. All right, let's take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with those starting lineups in a minute here on KASM.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Starting lineups being introduced, first of all, for the visitors today. That's El Rosa, the Saints. El Rosa, the visitors on the scoreboard. They're the number 3 seed out of Region 15C. El Rosa, the number 3 seed. And Montgomery, they come in as the number 2 seed out of their region. Montgomery, the number 2 seed out of their region. Just looking at Montgomery. They come in out of Region 3. Region 3, the champion over in Region 3 this year. As I look through my brackets here real quickly, was St. Patrick. So St. Patrick had defeated Montgomery. All right. El Rosa, here in the state tournament. They made the state tournament in 1998, 2002, 2003, 2006, 2009, 2013, 16, 17, and 18. So the first time back since 2018. Montgomery made the tournament back in 1931, 1998, 1999, 2002, and then 2016 was their last appearance in the state tournament. So should be a great ball game today. El Rosa and Montgomery, both with being out of the state tournament for a few years. I'm sure it's exciting times for them to be back in to the state tournament. For the El Rosa Saints, manager A.J. Hadley. Kevin Kiefler will lead it off in center field. Will Van Beck bats second in left field. Jackson Peter will bat third at shortstop. Derek Wiener bats fourth. He's in right field. Gavin Campson will bat fifth, the DH. Ashton Dingman bats sixth. He's the first baseman. Batting seventh, Peyton Winter. Peyton Winter out in at third base today. Batting eighth will be Matt Schmitz at second base. Blaine Fisher will bat ninth. He's doing the catching. And Peyton Van Beck will pitch today for the El Rosa Saints, and Peyton will be DH for that lineup for El Rosa. Kevin Kiefler, Will Van Beck, Jackson Peter, Derek Wiener, Gavin Campson, Ashton Dingman, Peyton Winter, Matt Schmitz, and Blaine Fisher, with Peyton Van Beck doing the pitching today. For Montgomery, the Mallards, Mike Fleisig will lead it off at third base. Pat Lloyd bat second at short. Cole Pint will bat third. He's at second base. Ryan Iverson bats fourth at first base. Johnny Krocek will bat fifth. He's the pitcher DH today. Tom Fleisig will bat sixth. He will be in left field. Dawson Pint bats seventh in right field. Aaron Dwyer bats eighth in center field. And Dylan Westerman will bat ninth. He's doing the catching. That lineup for Montgomery: Mike Fleisig, Pat Lloyd, Cole Pint, Ryan Iverson, Johnny Krocek, and Tom Fleisig, and then Dawson Pint, Aaron Dwyer, and Dylan Westerman. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with that first pitch here in 2 minutes. We've got a beautiful day here at Bell Field in Faribault, Minnesota. Randy Rothstein with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Thank you for joining us this afternoon as the Alrosa Saints look to win their first state tournament game since way back in 2018. It'll be Kiefler, Will Van Beck, Jackson Peter leading it off for the Saints. This Alrosa Saints, a very young ball club, and Kevin Kiefler will remember 2018 as a pitcher, Matt Schmitz probably, but tell you what, the other kids in the lineup, they don't remember 2018 and being on that state tournament team. So it'll be exciting for all those players involved today. Here at game time, 72 degrees in Faribault. We got a wind that's blowing in from right center field, 300 down the left field line. They got a big advertising board in left field. It's almost like the monster in left field. And then 350 to center, and out in right field, 330 down the line as Kiefler takes a strike from Johnny Krocek and 0-1 to Kevin. Krocek, a right-hander for the Mallards, and the pitch is a ball outside in the count 1-1. The Mallards, they wear their green jerseys. They have some white numerals and trim. White pants. Alrosa comes out in the dark blue jerseys with the orange numerals and trim and gray pants. As Kiefler will follow it back and out of play. And the count at 1-2 to Kevin Kiefler. Crowd a little sparse in the first game today. Urbank defeated Sartell 4-2. Urbank coming out of that Region 16. And yeah, they beat good teams like Alexandria Sox Center as the home plate umpire ruled a ball. The appeal down to first base. They say no, Kiefler did not go around. And the count at 2-2. 2-2 to count to Kevin Kiefler. Krocek on the mound. The right-hander kicks and delivers. And that's low in the count's bullet, 3-2. And as we saw Kevin Kiefler in regional play and now in state tournament play, he makes a pitcher work. He's going to make him throw a few pitches, that's for sure. The kick, the pitch, and that's called strike three. Kiefler gets caught looking. That pitch hits the inside corner and one out. So Krocek found the inside corner and Kiefler rung up on strikes. That'll bring Will Van Beck to the plate. Will Van Beck, left fielder. Right-handed hitter facing Krocek. And the first pitch to Will is a strike on the inside corner in 0-1. You're wondering where Kirby Hemish is. Kirby's over on KDDG this afternoon. He'll bring you the Cold Spring Rockies game against New York Mills. Now that game is following the Avon game, which just got over a little while ago. As Van Beck pops it up in the infield, Krocek on the mound will make the catch for the out. And quickly two down for the Saints here in the first inning. Yeah, so you can tune back and forth if you want to. 105.5 KASM. Listen to a couple ball games from all the way down here in southern Minnesota. Dundas and Faribault, folks. It is a haul. It is a haul. And we're here to make the call. Johnny Krocek, the right-hander, kicks and delivers to Jackson Peter, who stepped in the box, and the pitch is inside to Jackson, and the count at 1-0. Jackson playing short today for Alrosa. Here's Krocek's pitch, low, and the count at 2-0 now to Jackson Peter. Derek Wiener waits on deck. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 outs, no one on for Alrosa. The pitch, and Jackson gives us a long drive to left field, back by the fence, back by the wall, on the warning track, making the catch. Left fielder Tom Fleechick, and that will do it. Peter gave it a ride, but just not quite far enough, and El Rosa goes 1-2-3 in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played a half inning. El Rosa nothing. It's Montgomery coming to bat. More baseball here on KASM in 1 minute. Right-handed hitting Mike Fleechick comes to the plate for Montgomery here in the first inning, facing the left-hander Peyton Van Beck. And Peyton's first pitch, low and inside a ball, 1-0. It'll be Fleechick, Lloyd, and Pint. 1-2-3 hitters in the order for Montgomery. That pitch is low and inside, and it's going to hit Fleechick. And so Mike Fleechick reaches after being hit by Peyton Van Beck's second pitch. So one on, nobody out, and Pat Lloyd to the plate. Pat Lloyd, another right-handed hitter, facing the lefty Peyton Van Beck. We'll see, with Dingman holding Fleechick over at first, he gets a pretty good lead. Lloyd squares to bunt and bunts it foul, and the count 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Clouds have now rolled in here in Faribault. Lots of clouds in the sky, but every once in a while the sun will pop out, warm things up again, and I'll take that. Van Beck on the mound, works from the stretch. Fleechick the lead, and bunting again is Lloyd, and he'll bunt it foul. And diving and making the catch up the first base line is Blaine Fisher. Wow. The umpire, the home base umpire, was partially screened. He couldn't see it, and he lended an eye to the base umpire, too, and saw the catch. And Blaine Fisher, what a catch on that attempted bunt. One out and one on. Up to the plate, Cole Pint. Pint is the second baseman, and he'll follow back and out of play in 0-1. No balls, one strike. Randy Rotstein with you this afternoon. Scott Stevens producing our game in our sports studios in Albany. Peyton Van Beck on the mound. The count 0-1 to Pint. His pitch on the way is a strike up at the letters, and 0-2. The ball is two strikes. 0-2 the count. Fleechick still the base runner at first. He was hit by a pitch. Van Beck trying to pitch his way out of the first inning and delivers inside a ball. 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Cold Spring Springers were taking on Anoka this morning over in Meesville. I heard they were down 5-0 at one point. I have not heard a final yet here in Faribault. As swinging and missing is Pint. He's out on strikes. And Peyton Van Beck comes back after hitting the first man, getting a pop-up on Lloyd and a strikeout of Pint. And now cleanup hitter Ryan Iverson to the plate. Fleechick over at first, as this is a shot to right field, first pitch hitting. That'll bounce in front of right fielder Derek Wiener. Derek gets it back into the infield quickly. He kind of spun out when he fielded that ball down there, and I know they had a lot of rain here yesterday. They didn't get done until about 12:30 this morning with ball games in Faribault. So the first hit of the ball game goes to Montgomery. That off the bat of Ryan Iverson. And I'll bring Johnny Krocek to the plate. Johnny, put him in the lineup as a pitcher slash DH, so Johnny won't come out. If he does leave pitching, he'll still be the DH. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0 to Krocek. Randy Rotstein with you this afternoon here on KASM Radio. Yes, Peyton Van Beck's pitch is high for a ball and 2-0. Got a nice crowd. Nice crowd coming in for game number two. Of course, Montgomery just down the road. When you're on 35, you see the exit. Dundas and Montgomery, they're included on the same exit. One goes to the east, one goes to the west. The pitch on the inside corner. That's a strike to Krocek, and the count at 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 the count here at Bell Field in Faribault. Bambeck looks back to second, and the pitch is high for a ball. And now 3-1. Runners at first and second, 2 outs. 3 balls, 1 strike. Ready on the mound, Peyton Van Beck. That quick glance back to second, and he comes home to Krocek. That's inside, and ball four. Peyton's loading him up. So the base is loaded with mallards. And Tom Fleechick. The left fielder, Fleechick. Big opportunity here for Montgomery in the first. No score if you're just joining us. El Rosa went 1-2-3. Montgomery, they are acting a little different than the Saints as they have loaded them up here. And the first pitch to Fleechick is high for a ball, 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. Van Beck kicks and delivers, and Fleechick will take that as a strike on the inside corner, and 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runners take their leads, their respective bases. Here comes the 1-1 breaking ball. That finds the outside corner, and now 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes. Peyton Van Beck. Big time jam here in the first. Shakes off that first sign from Blaine Fisher. Now the left-hander is ready to go, and the batter calls time. So Fleechick back into the box. Van Beck now taking a little bit more time reading those signs, and Fleechick calls time again. A little bit cat and mouse here with Tom Fleechick and Peyton Van Beck. Bases loaded. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Fastball. Ground ball to second. Fielded there by Schmitz. He'll toss it to Dingman. 4-3 in the putout, and that'll end Montgomery's threat in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors. 3 left on. We played an inning here in Faribault. At Bell Field, it's no score. El Rosa and Montgomery, we're back in a minute. Here we go. Top of second inning. Derek Wiener, Ashton Dingman. Coming to the plate, Gavin Campson and then Ashton Dingman. During Regions, Ashton was hitting cleanup, and now they've shuffled the lineup just a little bit. Derek Wiener had a great regional tournament, so put his bat at the top of the order as he pops this one up over at second. Fleechick there to make the catch for out number one. First pitch hitting Wiener. And 1 out. Comes Gavin Campson to the plate. Gavin, the DH today, as he was during the regional tournament. And Johnny Krocek on the mound. The right-hander rocks, fires, and Campson drills this to straightaway center field. But right there is the center fielder, Aaron Dwyer, to make the catch for the out. And that was definitely the hardest hit ball of the ballgame. Campson hit that one on a rope. It'll go as an F8 in the book, but yeah. He hit that one so hard. That'll bring Ashton Dingman to the plate. The left-handed hitting first baseman. And Johnny Krocek. First opportunity to see somebody from the other side as El Rosa had their first 5 batters, all right-handed. First pitch ball to Ashton Dingman, and Krocek delivers. There's a fastball at the belt, and 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1 the count, 2 outs, nobody on for El Rosa here in the second. Krocek ready again, and the pitch in. Dingman drills this to right center field. That's going to roll in the gap. Dingman will slide into second base with a double. That's interesting. The right fielder out there flipped it to a center fielder. I don't know if he's got a bad wing or what, but Dustin Pint, instead of picking it up and throwing, I think they would have had a chance to get Dingman at second. He flipped it to a center fielder, Dwyer. Interesting. We'll have to watch Pint the rest of the game here, but that was an unusual move. But, hey, Ashton Dingman, you get a double out of it, and that'll bring Peyton Winter to the plate with opportunity here for Al Rosa to get the first run of the ball game. The first pitch is a strike call to Peyton and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Ready on the mound, Johnny Krocek. He'll work from the stretch. And the pitch two. Winter on the inside corner and strike two called to Peyton. Peyton, it doesn't look like anything flusters him. He just, same facial expression. He sets himself in the box. And Krocek's 0-2. Fastball. And Winter will follow this back and out of play. Count at 0-2 yet. The ball, it's two strikes. Winter's back foot on the line of that box. He's deep in the box. As Krocek delivers, Winter slaps this one into left field. That's a base hit. Dingman is going to be sent. It's a late send. He's going to score. And Winter gets the RBI, and he goes to second base on a wild throw from the left fielder. And the Saints grab an early 1-0 lead. Peyton Winter coming up big with an RBI single. That one had eyes finding its way past the third baseman's glove and the shortstop's glove. And then it was picked up by the left fielder, and he sailed it. I don't know if the ball was wet getting out to him, but that ball sailed way over the catcher's head, and there will be an error awarded, allowing Winter to take second base. Being an error on the left fielder. So Al Rosa with a 1-0 lead here in the second. And Matt Schmitz to the plate. Matt takes a strike at the knees and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. So Al Rosa getting to Johnny Krocek here in the second. Krocek's pitch and a swing and a miss by Schmitz, strike two. Matt way behind on that offering. No balls, two strikes, two outs, one on. Krocek kicks, delivers, and Schmitz gives this one a long drive to center field. There to make the catch, though, is center fielder Aaron Dwyer, and that'll do it for Al Rosa in the second. They come up with one run, two hits, one error, one left. 1.5 innings, Al Rosa 1, Montgomery nothing. More baseball coming up in 1.5 minutes. Dawson Pint takes the first pitch he sees from Peyton Van Beck, and a bouncer to short. Up with it is Jackson Peter, and across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout of Dawson Pint, the number 7 batter. Here's number 8 batter, Aaron Dwyer, at the plate. Aaron will take a strike called 0-1. 1-0 Al Rosa. If you're just joining us, the Saints picking up a run top of the second inning. As the pitch is inside, a ball, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Found out that Anoka beat the Cold Spring Springers today 5-3. 5-3 Anoka over the Springers. So Cold Spring Springers eliminated from the Class B tournament. A swing and a miss by Dwyer. And the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Here's a drive to left center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit in front of Will Van Beck, and for the Montgomery Mallards, that's their second hit of the day. A one-out single will bring Dylan Westerman. Dylan doing the catching today for Montgomery. Dwyer will take his lead at first. Dingman holding him there as Peyton Van Beck works out of the stretch. And the pitch to Westerman, he shows bunt, he pops it up again, and Fisher can't hustle over fast enough to get that one. He wasn't that far away, though, but bunting here with one out, trying to get Dwyer maybe to second base for your leadoff man. Westerman back into the box with the count of 0-1. Peyton Van Beck ready again on the mound. Quick glance to first. Westerman puts a bunt down right out in front of the plate. Picked up by Blaine Fisher. He'll throw to first. And 2-3 on the putout. So sacrifice bunt for Dylan Westerman. two outs and to the top of the order in Mike Fleechick. Mike Fleechick was hit by a pitch in his very first at bat today, so we really didn't see him. It was on the second pitch, didn't really see him work his way through an at bat, learning what kind of hitter he is. He's got a runner at second now, and the pitch from Van Beck is outside of ball, 1-0. Aaron Dwyer, the center fielder, out at second. Third baseman Mike Fleechick at the plate. Al Rosa's Peyton Van Beck kicks and delivers. And, ooh, that's a nice fastball on the inside corner by Peyton. I don't think Fleechick's going to do anything with that other than maybe break his bat. Perfect location. The count, 1-1. One run, 2 hits. No errors for Al Rosa. No runs, 2 hits. 1 error for Montgomery. Time called by Fleechick at the plate. Noticing that more and more, that those hitters calling time, stepping out on Peyton Van Beck as the left-hander's pitch gets by Blaine Fisher. That'll be a pass ball, definitely a catchable ball, and Dwyer ends up on third base. Fisher just has it roll off the end of his mitt. It's maybe a foot off the ground. And the count, 2-2. 2-1. Van Beck ready on the mound. His pitch. Here's a ground ball to third. Winter fields it. He'll throw across the diamond. Perfect as Peyton. 5-3, and that'll do it for Montgomery here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. We play two here in Faribault. 1-0 Al Rosa with the lead. We're back in 1.5. Blaine Fisher leads off the third inning for Al Rosa, and a seeing eye pop-up between the left fielder, shortstop, and center fielder falls in for the Saint catcher, and he has led things off here for Al Rosa in the third inning. That'll bring leadoff hitter Kevin Kiefler to the plate, and yeah, those are balls that will frustrate defenses to no end, but yeah, Blaine Fisher, credit, putting the bat on the ball against Johnny Krocek. And Al Rosa got something going here in the third, leading 1-0. Kevin Kiefler will take low for a ball, 1-0. Kiefler struck out in his first at bat, made Krocek work, though, as he took a called strike on a 3-2 count on the inside corner. Here, Fisher's on first, and Blaine takes a pretty good lead. He's got good speed, as Kiefler will hop away from the pitch inside, and the count 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Kiefler digs back into the box. And the pitch on the way. Oh, and that's going to hit him in the backside. I think he took that one. He's hanging his left arm a little bit. So I think when he turned, he took that right off the elbow or the forearm. But it doesn't look like it feels too good right now, as that bounced off pretty good over at first base. Ethan Vogt talking to Kevin Kiefler over there. He didn't rub it or nothing. They say don't rub it, but golly. Dixie, that does look like it hurts, and he is still. Grimason, a little pain there. He's a tough cookie, though. He'll take his lead at first base, and I think he said, Ethan, go away. I'll make it. So on the play, Fisher moves up to second. Kiefler touches that elbow one more time, and the first baseman's going to play in front of him now as Will Van Beck steps up to the plate. Bunt situation here for the Saints. Van Beck puts down a bunt right out in front of the plate. Catcher will go to third. They're going to call interference on Will Van Beck. They're going to call Will out on interference as he made contact with the baseball, they said, as he ran out of the box. All right. So they pushed the runners back to first and second. As the home plate umpire said, the ball hit Will Van Beck as he stepped out of the box. Uh-huh. So now we got runners at first and second. Jackson Peter coming to the plate. And Jackson gave his first at bat a long drive to left field. We'll see if he can connect a little longer here maybe and make it a three-run home run. That'd be nice. Jackson 0 for 1 today. Takes a pitch high for a ball from Johnny Krocek and 1-0. Fisher over at second. Kiefler at first. One out for El Rosa in the third. Low is the pitch. Gets by Westerman, the catcher. He can't find it. And guess what? The runners move up to second and third as Westerman just couldn't field that ball that was, again, not in the dirt, but it just rolled off his glove. Westerman looks like a young kid, too. Not very old, but definitely talented enough to be playing catcher in the state tournament. So El Rosa gets their guys at second and third now with one out, and Jackson Peters got a good count to hit on, 2-0. Pitch is high and outside, and 3-0, Derek Wiener on deck. Three balls, no strikes. Think they give Jackson Peter the green light. We'll see what A.J. Hadley has in mind. He flashed a sign over at third. Jackson takes a strike right at the belt from Johnny Krocek, and the count at 3-1. 3-1 the count. Fisher leads from third. Kiefler over at second. Krocek's pitch, and Jackson had a good swing. He just fouls it back and on a play, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out, two on. 1-0, El Rosa leads. We're in the top of the third inning this afternoon. The kick, the pitch by Krocek, takes a little bit off of it, and ball four inside. So the walk to Jackson Peter will load him up and bringing Derek Wiener to the plate. And we're going to get a visit to the mound here by the manager. And that is Craig Westerman. Craig Westerman, the manager, out on the mound right now talking to his right-hander. But loaded up are the bases. Baseball this afternoon brought to you by El Rosa Lumber Company, Dairyland Supply, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Central Minnesota Realty, Greenwall Pub, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Lake Henry Implement, Kensington Bank, Columbia Gear, Kensington Insurance, Rambo, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Albany Chrysler Center, Erkins Water, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Peps Pork, and Stony Creek Dairy. Bringing us El Rosa baseball this afternoon. Derek Wiener to the plate with the bases loaded. Derek swings and fouls it at the plate. And 0-1. Derek frustrated as had a good cut. I think Johnny Krocek took something off of that pitch. Count 0-1 to Wiener. Balls, one strike. Fisher at third. Kiefler at second. Jackson Peter over at first. Here comes the fastball to Derek Wiener. That's high in the count, 1-1. Just about knew Johnny Krocek was going to come with that fastball and that opportunity there. 1-1 the count. El Rosa's got the 1-0 lead here in the third. They're looking for more. Krocek's pitch. Wiener swings over the top of that fastball. And the count now 1-2. On deck for El Rosa, it's Gavin Campson. A ball and two strikes. Krocek's going to work out of the windup. The right-hander rocks and fires. That's a breaking ball that misses inside, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Bases loaded for El Rosa. Ready on the mound, Krocek. The pitch, and Wiener will foul it off at the plate. The count stays 2-2. We'll have more baseball coming up later on this afternoon. Richmond will take on Hinckley. That's at 4:30 right here from Faribault. I'll have that broadcast. Kirby Hemish will rejoin me for that Richmond and Hinckley game. And then tomorrow we'll go over to Meesville, have Kimball and Hutch at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, and then it'll be Richmond and Hinckley tomorrow. Excuse me, it's Watkins playing later tonight. Watkins, as Wiener swings over the top of that pitch and he's out on strikes. Johnny Krocek thought he had strike three. Got my days messed up here. Watkins, I'm sorry, Watkins fans. They play later on at 4:30 today. And Watkins gets the Piers Lakers. That'll be good. Good baseball. Then tomorrow it's Kimball and Hutch and Richmond and Hinckley. So Wiener swung over that pitch. Strike three. That'll bring Gavin Campson to the plate. Two outs. Campson hit a shot in the first inning. Here's a ground ball hit to third. Third baseman will flip to second. 5-4 on the force. And all of a sudden, El Rosa's out of their threat. No runs. One hit. No errors. Three left on for the Saints in the third. We played 2.5 innings. El Rosa won. And Montgomery nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM. Hey, welcome back. Randy Rothstein with you this afternoon. 1-0 El Rosa with the lead as Peyton Van Beck wraps up his warm-up tosses. Now we'll be ready to go here for Montgomery. It'll be their 2-3-4 hitters, Pat Lloyd, Cole Pint, Ryan Iverson, facing Van Beck for a second time. Van Beck delivers. Down and away a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. A kick, the pitch, and this is foul back and out of play by Pat Lloyd, and the count, one ball, one strike. Mentioned El Rosa last making the state tournament in 2018. Ethan Vogt still part of the team. Kevin Kiefler, I think Hadley was on the team. There's a big curveball that had the home plate umpire flinching on. He called it a ball. Two balls, one strike. Just about put that hand up like wanted a strike call. 2-1 the count. Here's the fastball. Big chopper to second. Matt Schmitz gets that on the second hop. Throws to first, 4-3 on the putout of Pat Lloyd. One out. Cole Pint to the plate. Cole struck out in his first at bat. A beautiful afternoon. Game time temp was 72 degrees. Yes, the pitch comes from Van Beck, and this is fouled back down the right field line, and it's going to go into the right field corner. Out of play. And the count two, Pint at 0-1. Watkins is here. They're ready for their ball game at 4:30 today. One ball, one strike. Got a tough game against the Piers Lakers later on. Ball and a strike. They kick the pitch. There's a fastball at the knees. And one ball, two strikes. This place will fill up with Watkins fans and Lakers fans, as both of those bring a nice crowd to the ball game today. Here's a foul at the plate by Pint. The count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2. Peyton Van Beck pitching with one out here in the third. 1-0 El Rosa lead, and a fastball down by the ankles of Pint. He folds it off, and the count stays at 1-2. Cole Pint, the second baseman for Montgomery today. Van Beck ready again, and his pitch on the way. Big breaking ball that goes off the glove of Blaine Fisher. They rule it a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. One out, nobody on. The kick, the pitch, fastball high and away, and the count full at 3-2. So Van Beck's throwing a pile of pitches to Pint here in the third inning. This Class C tournament, all single elimination, so it's like no messing around today, no saving pitching today. You got to win today if you want tomorrow. Pint will pop this one up over on the right side. It's going to go fouling out of play over the mess tent right next to it. Boy, Montgomery's got a huge fan base here. I would say maybe a third of the grandstand is full of green jerseys. And then you look, they're in the first base dugout. You look down that first base line. My goodness, a sea of green. A sea of green is they don't have to travel very far. Here's Pint popping this one down the left field line in foul ground by the fence. And this gets pushed out of play by that wind that's blown in from right center. So Will Van Beck, just a long run as he watches that sail falling out of play. Would have to wager here that Pint has probably seen probably the ninth or tenth pitch this at bat already. Van Beck kicks, delivers, and that's high, and he works himself a walk. So a very productive at bat for Cole Pint. Gonna bring Ryan Iverson to the plate. Ryan with a hit in his first at bat today. One of the two hits by Montgomery. And he lifts this to left field. Will Van Beck, lots of room out in left field. He'll make the catch for the second out. Quickly gets it back into the infield. First pitch hitting, Ryan Iverson. I'm sure Peyton Van Beck's going, thank you very much. After that 10-pitch at bat to Cole Pint, facing Johnny Krocek now. Pitcher Krocek walked in his first at bat today. The pitch. There's a strike called, and 0-1 to Krocek. The ball, it's one strike. Peyton Van Beck. It's set on the mound. Looks down to Blaine Fisher. The lead over at first by Pint. And the pitch is high for a ball, and now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Arosa scoring the game's only run back in the second inning. Ashton Dingman had himself a double. As this is driven past the second baseman, Schmitz, into center field. A solid base hit for Johnny Krocek. That even sounded solid off the bat. And Pint pulls into second base. Krocek over at first base. Dingman had doubled, and Peyton Winter with an RBI single that scored Dingman. To the plate, Tom Fleechick. Tom bounced to second in his only at-bat today. Two on, two out. And Fleechick sends this a long way to center field, but lots of room out there for Kiefler. With the wind blowing in, Kevin makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the third for Montgomery. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played three here at Belfield in Faribault. 1-0, El Rosa with the lead. We're back in 1 minute. Ashton Dingman, Peyton Winter, Matt Schmitz due up to the plate here in the fourth inning for El Rosa. Saints hold on to a 1-0 lead. Bring Ashton Dingman. Ashton with a double in the ball game. Scored the game's only run so far. And he fouls the first pitch off from Johnny Krocek in 0-1. Well, it's one strike. The 0-1 pitch to Dingman is outside a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Krocek delivers to Dingman, high and outside, and the count, two balls and a strike, as we've lost our sunshine again, giving way to cloud cover here at Faribault this afternoon. 2016, the last time Montgomery was in the state tournament. Dingman follows that one over my head and out of play. Count at 2-2 to Ashton. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out for El Rosa in the fourth. And a foul tip into the mitt of Westerman. Dingman is out on strikes. One out, and Peyton Winter to the plate. Peyton 1-for-1 today. Winter had the game's only RBI. And he bunts down the third baseline. Here's a throw to first by Westerman. He'll hop on it. And throws first and Winter out 2-3 on the play. Boy, that ball just not up the third baseline far enough for Peyton. Quickly two down. Matt Schmitz to the plate. Matt, a fly ball to center field, is only at bat. As Johnny Krocek delivers to Schmitz, there's a fastball right at the belt, and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Krocek with the sign, and the right-hander kicks and delivers, followed to the backstop by Schmitz in 0-2. Update from Dundas, the Cold Spring Rockies lead 3-1 after one inning. Three to one over New York Mills after one inning. The Rockies lead. The kick, the pitch. This is fouled back and out of play by Matt, and the count at 0-2 yet. The ball, it's two strikes. El Rosa getting that run in the second inning. Batting here in the fourth with two outs, nobody on. And Schmitz bloops this one to short. They're making the catch is a shortstop Pat Lloyd, and that'll do it for El Rosa. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 3.5 innings. It's El Rosa 1, Montgomery nothing. More baseball coming up here on KASM in 1 minute. Bottom of the fourth inning, Dustin Pint, Aaron Dwyer, Dylan Westerman facing Peyton Van Beck. And this pitch, first pitch, is fouled back and out of play. Count at 0-1. That goes behind us. Well, it's one strike at the plate. A swing and a miss by Dawson Pint. And 0-2, Dawson out in right field today. 0-2 the count. Van Beck ready. And Peyton wields, deals, fastball high and away. And the count at 1-2. One, two, the count. Here's the pitch. Curveball that's laced into left field by Pint. That's a base hit. So Dawson Pint leading off the fourth inning with a base hit. We'll see Aaron Dwyer coming to the plate if Aaron's going to try to bunt him over. Dwyer so far today, he had a base hit in his last at bat. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 El Rosa. That's the fourth hit off of Peyton Van Beck today. Van Beck stares over at first base to Pint, and swinging all the way is Aaron Dwyer, and he fouls it to the backstop, and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Peyton Winter over at third base, just touching the cutout, not anticipating a bunt. Dwyer swinging away. He drills it to straightaway center. People are coming hard. Kevin makes the catch. And quickly hustling back to first is Pint. They had the hit and run on. Pint was just about to second base. He had a retreat. Boy, that ball is just not doing anything. Hit out to center field or right field. Catches that breeze. And I'm looking at the trees, thinking probably that 10 to 15 mile an hour breeze blowing on us right now. As number 9 hitter, Dylan Westerman steps into the box, and Dylan takes the strike called 0-1. Dylan, same situation in his last at bat. He threw down a sacrifice bunt. First pitch, he was taken all the way, and he takes a strike in 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Going again is Pint, and Westerman fouls it to the backstop. Another hit and run. And the count 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Hint will take his lead over at first. So he's had a couple sprints in a row here. Might be winded. Westerman takes strike three called, and he is caught looking. Nice fastball up by the letters. That'll retire Dylan Westerman for the second out, and it'll bring the top of the order and Mike Fleachek up. Fleachek 0 for 1 today, was hit by a pitch back in the first inning and grounded to third base. The leadoff man batting with two outs and one on here in the fourth. And Beck's pitch, ground ball back up the middle. Fielded at second by Matt Schmitz. He'll touch second base for the out, and that'll do it for Montgomery in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. Four in our books. El Rosa 1, Montgomery nothing. More state tournament baseball coming up in 1.5 here on KASM. Blaine Fisher leads off the fifth inning for the El Rosa Saints. A 1-0 lead for El Rosa. Johnny Krocek's first pitch is high for a ball. And 1-0, it'll be Fisher, Kevin Kiefler, Will Van Beck here in the fifth. One run, three hits, no errors for El Rosa. No runs, four hits, and an error for Montgomery. Krocek, his pitch, and Fisher will take a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike, 4-1. The Cold Spring Rockies leading New York Mills. That game, bottom of two. As Fisher hits a ground ball to second, up with it, Pint, and the throw over to first, and 4-3 in the putout. So one out, Kevin Kiefler to the plate. Kevin so far today is 0 for 1. He was hit by a pitch in the elbow in his last at-bat. And the pitch to Kevin is a strike at the knees, an 0-1. Watkins and the Piers Lakers. That's our next ball game on KASM Radio. Oh, on the count to Kiefler, and Kevin will take low for a ball inside, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1. Johnny Krocek down the distance so far for Montgomery today, giving up the three hits. That's high and tight again to Kiefler, and the count, two balls and a strike. As Krocek, he likes to pitch inside. He's turned a few El Rosa players away already. 2-1 the count. And the pitch. That's low for a ball and 3-1. Randy Rothstein with you today here on KASM. Thanks for being with us. We're on KDDG. Kirby Hemish is bringing you Cold Spring Rocky baseball as they take on New York Mills. The 3-1 to Kiefler right at the belt. And the count full now at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out, no one on for El Rosa. Saints so far in the ball game have stranded four base runners in time called by Kevin Kiefler. The count is full at 3-2. Ready in the mound, Krocek. Here's his 3-2 pitch. Kiefler will foul this to the netting. The count stays full at 3-2. Here in Faribault, they got a big grandstand. Big grandstand from dugout to dugout. The kick, the pitch, and Kiefler bloops this to left field, coming hard, and this is going to drop in front of left fielder Tom Fleachek. Playing fairly deep because it is only 300 to the left field corner. And then it skirts out a little bit to the first light. But Fleachek playing back probably that 280. The ball fell in front of him. So Kevin gets his first hit of the day and hit number four for El Rosa. Saints have a base runner with one out. Here's Will Van Beck. Will 0 for 1 today. Was called for interference when he bunted a ball out in front of the plate and stepped in to the ball. maybe considered an at bat. I'll have to talk to an official scorer as Van Beck folds this one off. And the count now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count. Van Beck back into the box. Kiepler takes his lead, and the curveball gets Wilbeck at home plate. So Van Beck rung up on the curveball from Johnny Krocek. Will shaking his head all the way back to the dugout. That was not a strike, he says. That'll bring Jackson Peter to the plate as the wind gets a little bit stronger here in Faribault this afternoon, but blowing in from right into our faces here. And Jackson will take a ball high, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, one on. They kick the pitch. That's low. A delayed steal by Kevin Kiepler, and he's going to go in standing up as it goes off the mitt of Westerman. And the count at 2-0 now to Jackson Peter with Kiepler at second. It's always big to get one run, but boy, if you can get two runs, that's even bigger. And more the merrier, right? The pitch, and Peter drills this to straightaway center field. That's a base hit. Charged by the center fielder, but it gets by him. It's going to score Kiepler easily. Peter will go into second base. He gets himself an RBI single, and there'll be an error on Dwyer in center field, the second error for Montgomery here this afternoon. Jackson Peter coming up big for El Rosa with the RBI single. Yeah, and then Dwyer just because he thought he'd have a play on Kiepler at home and didn't put his glove far enough down, went right underneath the glove. So an error on the center fielder, Jackson Peter out at second base, and now Derek Wiener with an opportunity to bring in another. Batting cleanup today is Derek. He's 0 for 2. And the first pitch, a strike called, 0-1. Derek can punch that ball so well to right field and right center field. We'll see if he tries to do something like that here in this at-bat. It's Johnny Krocek. Pitch to Peter inside, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. 2-0 El Rosa here in the top of the fifth. Krocek delivers, and Wiener ground ball to second. Fielded cleanly there by Pint, and he'll throw to first, 4-3 in the putout of Derek Wiener, and that'll do it for El Rosa, but they do some damage after one out. Kiepler with the single, stolen base, Jackson Peter with the RBI. For El Rosa, one run, two hits, one error, and one left on base. 4.5 innings, it's El Rosa 2, Montgomery nothing. More baseball to come here on KASM in 1.5. Make our way to the bottom of the fifth inning. Peyton Van Beck with now a two-run lead to work with, 2-0 El Rosa. He'll face the top part of the order. As at the plate, it's Pat Lloyd. Pat with a one ball, one strike count. 1-1 the count to Pat Lloyd. It'll be Lloyd, Cole Pint, and Ryan Iverson as Lloyd fouls it to the backstop. And boy, if that ball gets to the backstop, it gets to the backstop. There is a lot of room behind home plate. My, oh my. One ball, two strikes. Curveball, ground ball to second. Matt Schmitz fields it cleanly. His throw to first, 4-3 in the putout. Lloyd out for the third time today. A couple ground balls to second and a pop-up to the catcher. He's 0 for 3. That will bring up Pint, and Pint, the number 3 hitter. 0 for 1 today, walked in his last at-bat and really made Peyton Van Beck work in that at-bat, at least a 10-pitch at-bat. First pitch, a ball to Cole Pint, and 1-0. Here's a fly ball. That's foul and out of play. And the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. And more baseball at 4:30 this afternoon. Watkins takes on the Piers Lakers. There's a nice breaking ball from Van Beck. Finds the plate and the count at one ball, two strikes. So Watkins and the Piers Lakers at 4:30 this afternoon here on KESM Radio. Last we heard, the Cold Spring Rockies were leading New York Mills 4-1. Here's a ground ball to short. Jackson Peter plays the two-hopper nicely across the diamond. Ashton Dingman will put the tag on Pint running down the first baseline and two outs. 6-3 in the putout. Bring Ryan Iverson to the plate. Ryan so far today, 1-for-2, had a base hit back in the first inning. And the fastball, a strike called and 0-1. No ball, it's one strike. Oh, one the count. Fastball chopper to Peter at short. Jackson has it again. 6-3 on the putout, and wonderful inning for Peyton Van Beck. Three ground ball outs. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. Five in our books, folks. 2-0. Al Rosa with the lead over the Montgomery Mallards. We're back in 1 minute.